What's the deal? What's the deal? You already know who it is. It's your boy Dank Sinatra. We back with another episode of Politicking Per Usual. And I got my boy Gotham V here with me, man. What's the deal?
What's going on with you, bro?
Same shit. So Gotham V, man, it's been a minute since we tapped in with you, man. What you been up to?
Bro, I just been working, you know what I'm saying, grinding. You know what I'm saying? Just dropped a music video, 2VV, go check that out. It's on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Single coming out soon, but yeah, I just been working.
So Gotham V, is that a name change? Did you change your name?
Yeah, so it used to be Young Gotham. I put it together because my name used to be Showtime V, but like a lot of my fans, like they knew me as Showtime V, so I just put the two together. So I put Gotham V instead of Young Gotham. I put Gotham V together.
So what is it about the Gotham theme that made you name yourself that?
So pretty much, Gotham started off as an acronym. So that's pretty much got over the hate, evolved mentality. You know what I'm saying? Like, just keep pushing forward. You know what I'm saying? Forward mindset. Like, fuck all the bullshit type shit. And then that's where that came from. And then I added the V because, you know, I had Showtime V in my name. So that's how that came together.
So as far as, like, music, did you go to school for this? Is this, like, your background? How did you get into, like, making music?
So pretty much my pops, like, he's like a musical genius. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, That kind of just carried down to me, like, in my own unique way, you feel me? And then, so I've been rapping. I had cousins who was rapping, like, since I was, like, 8 years old. I've been, like, looking up to them, like, because now I have older cousins who rap, too. You know what I'm saying? So I just started doing it when I was a kid. And then it was more like a hobby, though, because I was hooping in college. And I was hooping, like, growing up and stuff like that, too. So it was, like, more like a hobby. But then, like, once I left college and I left school, it started becoming, like, a recurring thing, you know what I'm saying? I started to realize it was really my purpose, like really something I really want to go after.
So hooping, did you like hooping or were you just tall and you was just like, I'm a hoop because I got the height?
It's a little bit of both, you feel me? Obviously, like I was tall, like, I was way taller than all my classmates, so like it was like, all right, like I got a hoop, you know what I'm saying? But and I enjoyed it too, you know what I'm saying? I enjoyed it, like for real, I was catching bodies, all that, you know what I'm saying? But it was cool, but music is really like, you know what I'm saying? The path that I'm meant to be on.
So what college did you go to?
I went to Chico State.
Where?
Yeah.
How was that? Like, first time away from home? Like,
it was cool. It's completely opposite from LA, bro. Like, complete opposite.
How long were you there?
I was there for 4 years.
So you went the whole 4 years? You graduated?
Most def.
What was your major?
Communications.
Okay, so how did that translate back into the real world? What did you do with that when you came back?
Well, I didn't finish, though. So I went 4 years, but then when I started, like, I went home because I had an injury from playing basketball, so I went home, and then I started grinding out the music. After that, like, I was like, all right, like I'm just on music, you know what I'm saying? So, after that, but like as far as like the school, I feel school wise, like communications, I feel like communications really helped me though, just because like, you know, it helped me like with networking and stuff like that, like. You know what I'm saying? Just knowing how to talk to people, you know what I'm saying? Knowing how to communicate with people, stuff like that, you know? So that's how I feel like that translated.
So as an artist, you're a West Coast artist from LA.
Most definitely.
But your sound does not sound like you where you come from.
No, not at all.
Why is that?
I embrace my uniqueness, you know what I'm saying? I embrace my unique element that I bring to the world, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, there's not anybody you can say I sound like, you know what I'm saying? I lean into that, you know what I'm saying? I embrace just being myself and just pushing that forward.
But does that make it harder to collaborate with West Coast artists over here when they have the typical West Coast sound and you have your sound? Does that make it harder to collaborate?
No, I wouldn't say. It just depends on, you know, it just depends on how things flow in the moment, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like it makes it more difficult, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, like, I still rap on West Coast beats. It's just, like, my sound in general is just, it's in its own separate lane, you feel me?
So, like, as far as, like, collaborating, who have you collaborated with so far as, like, artists on the West Coast?
West Coast artists, I collaborated with my boy, Dat Boy Khalifa, another dope artist.
Yes, sir. Shout out to DBK.
Most def. Shout out DBK, most def. I collaborated with, let's see, who else? Made a few songs with Wasan Music, he's another dope artist. My cousin Dre Adam, you know what I'm saying? We make some music together, and that's pretty much it. I usually just, I'll be on my, like, you know, like, J. Cole, one of my biggest inspirations, you know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, he has a lot of solo tracks, so, like, I kind of be on that wave, you feel me? Like, just, you know what I'm saying, just finishing the beat out, you know what I'm saying? I'm my own type of song.
So how often do you drop music? Is it like you drop something and you push it for a while to see what kind of traction do you get, or do you flood? Because everybody's into this flood the market, flood, mm-hmm. hoping that something catch fire, but they don't push a certain song. So by the time we catch wind of this song, you got two more projects.
Not for you.
You know what I'm saying? So do you think that flooding is the right thing to do when that's seems to be the plan for everybody over here on the West Coast?
I would say it's different for everybody. You know what I'm saying? It just depends on who you are. Like, you know, it's just about trusting your instincts. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to it, like overthinking just leads to inaction. You feel me? So it's just like, if you feel like it's time, just let it go.
I get that, but at the same time, quality. You got to make sure that it's quality before you let it go. You can't just let it go.
Not most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Most I think def. That... You know what I'm saying? A lot of artists, they record, but they don't engineer. So they record themselves, but the levels aren't right. It's distorted. It sounds terrible once you put it inside a car. Like, do you engineer? Like, is that a skill that you picked up? Do you record yourself? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so I record myself. I engineer too. You know what I'm saying? Making sure everything, all the levels sound right and everything before I push it out. That's definitely an element to it for sure.
So how did you... like learn that skill though? Like a lot of artists out here know the rapping part of it but never learned the recording part of it. How did you get into engineering?
I got into engineering, one of my family members, he was engineering my music before, and you know, I kind of just picked up on it, you know what I'm saying? Like just watching him do it, and I kind of just picked up on it, like when I started teaching myself, and then it just over time it just built until like I started finding the sound. So
do you like mix and master?
Yeah.
What does that actually mean when you mix and master a record? Because I don't think a lot of artists feel like they don't need it, because I don't think they really understand what it does as far as raising the quality of the product that you put out. So what does mixing and mastering a track do to the quality of that sound?
It's everything. So you gotta like having a solid mix and master is everything for sure. Like, so with the mixing is like, you know, you got your like delays and reverb and stuff like that, like how you really want your stuff to sound, and then like the mastering is just the levels, you know what I'm saying, of where the vocal sits, where the beat sits. It's just getting the levels right. So that definitely plays a huge part as far as like making sure your shit like sounds like sonically good everywhere, like not just in the earphones, but in the earphones, in the speakers, or like when you go to the gym, you know what I'm saying, you got gym speakers or you got different types of speakers, and you want to make sure your shit sounds like good sonically everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like on the radio, all that. You feel me?
Now, when you make your songs, do you make like radio edits? Do you make clean versions?
No, I don't.
And so if you're making a song that per se you making it for radio, don't you think that you should have a version ready for radio before you know what I'm saying? If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
No, most definitely.
Have you ever thought about that, like, side of it?
Yeah. I thought about, but that's not something I do myself, though. I work with another engineer. If I do feel like I want to get a radio edit, but that's not something I just do myself, though. That's not something I do myself.
So as far as, like, you being an independent artist, do you have, like, a label? You work by yourself? Is this a team? Like, how does this go?
Nah, I'm independent right now. You know what I'm saying? That's the wave I'm on right now.
Any management? Do you have management?
No, not the moment, no.
Are you seeking management? What's the plan?
Yeah, I mean, I'm self-managed right now, but you know, if the right opportunity presents itself, you know what I'm saying, I'm open to it for sure.
So at this point, as an independent artist, what are you looking for in a manager? Because a lot of the stuff the artists can do themselves, so they feel like they don't need management at this point. What do you think that a manager could do for you in your career?
I mean, to be honest, that would be like the conversation I'll have with you, just because like I don't really feel like I need one at this moment. Like I'm really more focused on getting like a booking agent so I can just do shows. You know what I'm saying? That's like my main focus, like having a solid booking agent so like I can get booked. and really build upon that.
You see, now a lot of artists don't know the difference between a manager and a booking agent. So how did you come across, you know, this knowledge of understanding the difference?
Just do my research, you know what I'm saying, earlier on. Make sure I did my research, like, as far as, like, you know, the different roles and stuff like that within the industry and stuff like that. But, yeah, that's pretty much how I came across
it. So if you're an independent artist, a lot of the times when the labels come into play, it's either they sign you and your label and your team, or they sign you to become a part of someone else's team. Is that something that you would be interested in, joining a label and being part of somebody else's, like, group?
Well, I mean, it just depends on how the conversation goes, you know what I'm saying? If I feel like it's the right move, you know what I'm saying, then, you know, I'm open to it. But
because, like, look at Mozzie. He was a successful independent artist, but then he went and he signed with CMG, with Yo Gotti and them, you know what I'm saying? So now he becomes a part of their music group. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people looked at that and was like, you doing so good independently, why would you go do that? You know what I'm saying? But for him, it's like, hey, I reached this certain point, and this is as far as I can go. And to get to that next level, I'm going to need that backing. So is that something you see for yourself in the future? Are you looking to get yourself to a certain point before you make that decision?
Most definitely. So right now, I feel like the independent game is, like, getting stronger by the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's there's different platforms and stuff like that where independent artists can really thrive. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm on, like, independent grind right now, but at the same time, it's like, if a label comes with, like, a partnership type deal, you know what I'm saying? I'll definitely be open with that too. Like, it's just, it'll have to be like a partnership, because independently, you know what I'm saying, a lot of artists can really thrive independently, like, especially in this time now.
So what do you think about a distribution deal? Do you think that's worth it at this point?
I think so.
Why do you think it's worth it as an artist?
Well,
because they don't give you a marketing budget, and they take a cut of your back end when the DSPs are already taking a cut of your back end also. So it's just adding another hand into the pot.
I get you.
Well, if you can go through a DistroKid or one of these outlets and distribute it yourself, why do you need a distribution deal?
No, that's true. I mean, that's definitely a fact. That's definitely a fact. Because, like I said, like, the independent game is growing by the day. So, that's definitely a fact.
So do you think it's, like, more money in streaming than they telling you? Because streaming has basically completely replaced radio. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Streaming is the go-to way to consume content at this point. Mm-hmm. What do you see the streaming numbers going? Do you think they're just going to keep paying less and less? Because that's been the trend, is that they've used to pay so much, and as more that we stream, the less payout that these platforms are giving. Do you think that that's going to be a trend to the point where streaming ain't going to make the money that people think it is?
It's a good question. I mean, I'm not really too sure. I mean, I just know that streaming right now is not really much, but there are different ways you can get paid though, like, as an artist. But I'm not really too sure as far as the future of, like, what streaming is gonna pay back goes. I'm not really too sure about that. No.
So have you made a substantial amount of money from streaming? Have you ever got a $1,000 check, $500 check from a phone? I mean, from a song that you put out?
No, not this time yet. No.
So essentially, are DSPs collecting money? Because I'm pretty sure that they're getting revenue for every stream, whether it hits a threshold or not. So do they only pay you once you hit a certain threshold? Or how does this work? Let's say they pay you per 1,000 listens. What if I got 999 listens? You got paid for those 999. Do I not receive my portion of that revenue? How does that work?
I mean,
you see, it's crazy, you know what I'm saying? That, like, this streaming game, they ain't, it's a lot of information out there that they ain't telling us or explaining to the artists. So they're definitely, the way I see it is everything is basically, you know what I'm saying, content. And the more that they can get people to create content for them to keep their platform alive, to the point where a Spotify or a YouTube don't gotta create nothing, We got thousands of pieces of content, millions of pieces of content going on their platforms every day. I think that they figured out how to get us to work for them. And it's like Big Hit just put out his own album and they put it on their own website and they sold physicals and magazines. And I think that that's something that artists really have to look into so that we can try to take the power back from the machine. Because right now, the way the machine is set up, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? They getting all the money. They getting, it's more money in this shit than they telling us. You know what I'm saying? Sure. And they ain't giving real payouts, man. So we really got to learn this shit. So what's next for you musically as far as like your career? What's your plan for 2024?
My plan for 2024, you know, just keep putting in the work every single day, you know what I'm saying? I don't really go into, it's funny that you asked that because like people ask me like what's my New Year's resolutions type shit, and it's like I don't really focus on that. Like I focus on day to days, you feel me? Like, you know, because tomorrow I'm really not guaranteed, you know what I'm saying? So I'm focused on what I got going on right to like today and building upon that. So that's pretty much where I'm at.
I like that mentality. That's my approach too. I listened to Will Smith and he was like, if you want to build a brick wall, don't try to build a wall in a day, because then you're going to fail and you're going to have to sit and live in that failure. But if you wake up every day and you focus every day laying a brick as perfectly as you know how to lay it, you look up and you'll have that brick wall. So you know what I'm saying? So that's what we do over here at Politic, and we ain't trying to hit no home runs. We laying a brick a day, you know what I'm saying? That's exactly the approach and mentality we take over here.
Sure.
So as far as like production, how do you go about like getting beats and doing like your beat selection? Because you got a certain sound that you're looking for. How do you find these producers that, you know what I'm saying, fit the sound you're looking for?
So the producers will hit me up on IG, you know what I'm saying? We're like working, collab and stuff like that. Or like, I'll get a beat from like YouTube, and then like I'll hit up the producer, you know what I'm saying? Like on his Instagram, and then like we'll like talking, like they'll send me beats, like stuff like that. So that's pretty much how that goes on.
So do you do any like splits? Do you do any type of paperwork behind these beats before you release them?
What's that? Good.
Because I think that's a lot of the times is that you don't get your paperwork before. When you release that song, that tip, basically that revenue doesn't belong to you if your paperwork ain't right with that producer.
No, it's yeah.
So do you yeah. you say you they reach out to you on Instagram? You have personal relationships with
yeah,
the
I mean,
producers
I
just, that you use?
Yeah, I build the relationship from there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but one thing that is a lost art is back in the day they used to have the actual producer that made the beat in the studio during the session. Mm-hmm. Is that something that still happens? Or are they just sending beat packs? Because ever since this beat pack thing been a thing, you know, they just send it digitally through the beat pack and they don't even know if you ever even use the beat until they hear it come out or something. A lot of times artists don't even notify them that their beat has been used. Mm-hmm. So are you a beat pack nigga? Is that how you doing it?
I mean, you know, I just come across, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I come across a beat, I just, you feel me? Like, that's just really how it goes. Like, it don't matter if it's a beat pack or not. Like, if I think the beat hard, like, let's go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So as far as, like, your visuals, how do you go about, like, curating visuals? What song to, like, shoot a video to? What's your, like, your approach behind your content?
I don't really, you know what I'm saying? I don't really think about it, honestly. I just, you know, like, any song I have, I can shoot. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know, whatever I'm feeling at that time.
So different shooters, like your last video, I seen YD Films shot, you know what I'm saying? How do you go about like picking different shooters to, you know what I'm saying, to convey that message?
It's not really much thought into it. It's just, you know what I'm saying, like you know, I got connected with YD, shout out YD. I connected with YD and I was like, this stuff is hard, you know what I'm saying, let's go, that was it.
So like you hear on Politic, and I knew you from the past, you know, we got our own relationship, but do you have other relationships with other media outlets? Have you been out there like being on other podcasts and hitting up other like outlets to try to get your name out there more?
Yeah, well, I haven't really got into it with anybody else as far as like podcasting and stuff like that, but I did just do a show at Something Dope for the People. That's another dope platform for artists. I did a show with them, so I got pretty much connected with them. That was on Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? And that was a vibe for sure. It was a movie. And then that's pretty much, you know, I'm still like in the process of doing that, but
So do you watch any of these local like media outlets, podcasts? Have you seen the content that they create?
What's that?
So what are your thoughts on a lot of these podcasts doing artist interviews but not talking about the artist's music in these interviews? It's a bunch of like semantics and a bunch of bullshit and other shit that goes on that you might see your artist, but you don't leave that interview or that content knowing anything more about the artist. The whole point of this is to let you know who the artist is so that you can go check them out and possibly become a fan.
Right.
Do you think that these podcasts that talk about a bunch of sex and bullshit and drama, do you think that that's the new rollout for artists?
I don't think it is, but it shouldn't be. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really just about the music. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just about awareness. You feel me? Like, I know for me, I go to interviews, I'm like, all right, like, I'm on the music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not on the other shit. You feel me? And that's just what it is. Like, it's just a matter of having that awareness. Like, all right, like, it's not, like, we're not on it. You know what I'm saying? We're on the music. From me.
But would you still go to a platform that you know is on that just for the exposure?
Probably not, no.
So you wouldn't... I think a lot of artists nowadays, they go on these, like, per se, no jumper. And they get to talking about everything but the music. How do you steer that conversation back to what you came there for?
I pretty much just like, you know, just kind of like just enforcing that boundary. Like, you know, like if a conversation comes up where like you don't really want to get into it, I feel like the person who's being interviewed always has that like choice to be like, all right, like if we're not talking about the music, then you know what we doing here, type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have seen multiple people walk out of interviews just like that. But why would you go there just to walk out the interview if you knew that was the platform and this is what they did before you enter the room? And shouldn't you walk in the door expecting that? I think that a lot of people blame the media outlets, but they don't do any homework. You'll go on an outlet, but you haven't watched 3 episodes of that outlet's content.
No, for that.
To know what you're walking into.
For that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they say all exposure is good exposure, yes, but at the same time, artists are just so lazy nowadays. You know what I'm saying? And I think that it's been a disconnect with the media outlets and the artists over here on the West Coast, because the media outlets, when it comes to like the camera work and the audio and the editing and the, we put in so many hours to try to push you guys to the forefront, and then we do all this and you don't even like the content. You don't even share it. You don't even send your fan base to the content. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, what's the purpose of us doing all of this for the artists if they're not gonna properly, you know what I'm saying, play their part in pushing the content? So you think that, like, the rap report card, that's what I've been asking everybody about. Have you seen that? Are you familiar with it?
Yeah, but I don't pay attention to that stuff because it's just like, everybody got their own two sets of ears. You feel me? Like, it don't, that stuff don't really matter, in my opinion. I don't know.
So if you were to be on the report card and you were graded bad, would you take that personally or would you take that as, like, motivation? Oh, they said my performances is an F, so let me get more performances this year. Oh, they said that my visuals is an F because I only put out one video and I dropped 100 tracks. Let me get more visuals out. But instead of like taking the critique and seeing where they're lacking, they're taking it personally, you know what I'm saying? And I think that that's the problem, is that no, we wanna see you guys succeed, and this is why we're trying to critique you to tell you where you need to get better so that you can actually succeed, because we don't succeed if you guys don't. If I'm interviewing Gotham V right now, but nobody knows who Gotham V is, then what interview, what does it serve me as a platform? So the more that you guys go up, the more that we go up as platforms. So we go hand in hand. So I think that we really got to figure this out on the West Coast for real.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. So it's back to the music. So what's next? What you got dropping? Like, what you about to drop on us?
I got some stuff coming. I got 2 VV single coming out. the video just came out, so I got that. I got some stuff coming though, for sure, for sure.
So what was the last project that you dropped that you got out right now that people need to check out?
Two Wave. So check out Two Wave. Album just dropped with my boy Chaz Ultra, and we dropped that last summer. You know what I'm saying? So we're still pretty new. You know what I'm saying? So check that out for sure.
So to describe that album, how sonically, how would you describe the album that you're talking about, Two Wave? So what is like the subject matter? What are you talking about on this album?
It's just, you know, it's just, well, for me, like, as far as, you know, like, just everything, just, you know, I rap about my life, you know what I'm saying, what I've been through, you know what I'm saying, and focusing on a growth mindset. It's vibes, you feel me? Like, you just gotta listen to the tape, and then, you know what I'm saying?
So, like, when you make music, like, you know, you gotta have a target audience. Who is your target audience? Is it, like...
I'm still in the process of finding that.
Is it women? Because a lot of men, they either target the gangsters or they make music for women.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So is that something that you thought about, like trying to make that hit for the women, or getting that woman feature that might introduce you to a new audience?
Nah, for sure. I mean, I definitely got music for women, for sure. But like, that's not like my main focus. Like, I just, you know, however I'm feeling in the moment, it's just, that's just what I go with, you feel me? Like, that's just what it is. I'm still in the process of finding my audience, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm like out here doing shows and stuff like that, like really, really trying to find the right audience for me, you feel me? But I'm just in the moment, you know what I'm saying? And I go in and whatever I feel in the moment, that's what comes out.
So when you record music, do you like do the punch-in method? Because that is like the go-to method with all artists nowadays. Is that like your method of recording?
Yeah, I mean, I punch in, for sure.
But do you write any of this, or do you just like freestyle?
I just go.
You just go. So everybody, I mean, it's crazy. Because, you know, writing 16s were like the thing growing up for me. You know what I'm saying? It was like, niggas had to come to the studio with their hardest 16, with they written. Niggas would go on like Rap City, and they would spit like a written freestyle. Now you still see it on like Funk Flex, you know what I'm saying? Bars on I-95. You got the Corner Store that's doing it real big. Shout out to the Corner Store, they doing their shit. You know what I'm saying? But have you thought about going on like these platforms to like freestyle so you could show like your skill set?
Most definitely.
Because a lot of niggas like rap, but they don't rap.
Mm-hmm.
Do you consider yourself a rapper or a nigga that make music?
Nah, I wouldn't just consider myself just a rapper. I'm definitely a rapper, you know what I'm saying? But I'm more like just artist. Like, I'm an artist. Like, my music is more so like alternative rock, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely rap too. I sing too. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just full. Like, I feel like saying like just I'm a rapper, like I'm just a rapper, is like kind of putting myself in like a little, you feel mm-hmm. me? But it's just like, nah, it's like way more broader than that, you feel me?
Yes sir, yes sir. So we got this, how old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
You talking about my head? Shit.
Mid-20s, that's what you say?
Yeah, I mean.
Are you into politics at all?
Nah.
Have you voted?
Nah.
Do you plan to vote?
Yeah, nah, I vote. I'm not trying to talk about no politics though.
Okay, I'm just trying to get a sense of the youth as far as like the knowledge of where they stand with politics. Because for us, it was kind of like shoved down our throat. So we felt like we were forced to look at the news or forced to pay attention to that shit. Now y'all got like social media. So now it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you guys aren't interested in that, you guys don't have to partake in it. So my question really was just trying to tap into the mindset of the youth. It's like, you know what I'm saying? We ain't got time to worry about fucking politics when niggas trying to survive. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the most expensive time in history to live. You know what I'm saying? I'm in my mid-30s, so You know what I'm saying? I look at you guys and it's like, what you gonna look like 10 years from now? How much is it gonna cost for you to get a house? How much is it gonna cost for you to actually attain things that our grandparents got? They got houses for $20,000. The same house that they got for $20,000, if we try to get right now, it's $600,000, $800,000. And it's like, the future. What does the future look like? Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Music is one thing, entertainment is another. But like, as a community, where's the future for the black community? You know what I'm saying? So that was just more of what I was tapping in was, is the youth even paying attention to this politics shit? Because the 40 and ups, that's all they see is Donald Trump and Joe Biden right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And for us, we coming out of COVID, we trying to get it. They ain't giving no more money out, so we gotta figure this shit out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All I care about is if they bring back that money, whatever president gonna bring back that bread, you know what I'm saying? Where you at? Let me know. Make sure you put that in your campaign so we know clearly, you know what I'm saying, who giving out the chip. Well, before you get up out of here, man, let everybody know where they can find your music, you know what I'm saying, where they can find you on social media.
For sure, for sure. It's Gotham V and Young GV. You can find me on all platforms, you know what I'm saying? Instagram, Twitter, at Gotham V. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Politicking. Politicking been A1 since day one. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
Always appreciate it. And be out.
Yes, sir. So you already know, man, it's your boy Dank Sinatra. We here with another episode of Politicking per usual. We got Gotham V. You already heard him, man. Check out all his music. You can find this episode and all our audio on Politicking Radio. You can find our blog, man, at the Politicking Forum. Check us out on politickingbroadcasting.org. And we are bringing back the Roku channel, man. So pretty soon, you will see us on Roku, man. I don't know what you're going to do with your life, but I'm going to get to it, man. Politicking the Podcast. We out.